Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. In this episode, we'll look at some of the excellent films using the word tomorrow in the title. I hope you enjoy the show. The word tomorrow is full of expectation, promise, and the unknown. Small wonder, then, that it's been used extensively in film titles, and there is a rich vein of outstanding cinema for us to enjoy as a result. Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye from 1950 is a great James Cagney film about a ruthless gangster who lets no one get in his way. It begins with a prison break, and you can spot Neville Brand as one of Cagney's fellow inmates trying to escape with him. Carmen Dragon wrote the score, and here's the excellent opening titles music. Cagney is standout in this film, and it came hot on the heels of the success of White Heat, when Cagney was in two minds about doing any more gangster pictures. I'm so glad he did. Barbara Payton and Helena Carter provide the romance. Tomorrow Never Comes from 1978 has Oliver Reed discovering some shenanigans going on between his girlfriend, played by Susan George, and her new boss, when he comes back from a business trip. Roy Budd wrote the music, and here's the great instrumental theme. Thank you. Vittorio De Sica directed Sophia Loren and Marcello Mastroianni in Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow in 1963. It's three short films dealing with Italian social mores in the way De Sica does so well. In the first, Loren plays a woman who repeatedly becomes pregnant to avoid going to jail, wearing out her husband Mastroianni. In the second, she plays the bored wife of an industrialist about to embark on an affair with a writer. And in the third, she plays a high-class prostitute who becomes the infatuation for a young novice monk who is visiting his grandparents next door. All three are entertaining films, and the two leads work superbly off each other. In the final film, there's a great performance by Tina Pica as the grandmother. The film won the Best Foreign Film Oscar. This is Rita Pavoni singing La Partita di Pallone. Give Us Tomorrow from 1978 is a British thriller about a bank robbery set in the suburbs of London. The iconic Darren Nesbitt and his young sidekick take a bank manager's family hostage whilst the rest of the gang are robbing the bank. Sylvia Sims plays the manager's wife, and we see a lot of Donna Evans, who plays the daughter, before she became one of Charlie's Angels. The film is unfortunately spoilt by a terrible soundtrack, which just goes to show how important they can be for a film. Just listen to this and you'll see what I mean. And that's enough of that. The body count is 3 and Nesbit is great, as always. It's probably about time for a retrospective of Darren Nesbit's career, come to think of it. In 1959, Robert Wise made Odds Against Tomorrow, with Ed Begley recruiting Harry Belafonte and Robert Ryan to assist him on a bank job. Unfortunately, Ryan's character has some race issues, which threatens the success of the venture. Gloria Graham and Shelley Winters provide the glamour, and Belafonte works in a jazz bar playing vibes, which allows for some great soundtrack music, including this cut, All Men Are Evil, by May Barnes and Harry Belafonte.
Well, it tells you in the good book, and they teach the same in school. Let a man get his hands on you, and he'll use you for a mule. My mama gave me warning, and now I know it's true. She said, all men are evil, and daddy, that's you. All men are evil.
All men are evil.
All men are evil.
She said, all men are evil.
All men are evil. All men are evil.
My mama told me.
My mama gave me warning, and now I know he'll use you and abuse you. Stand. My mama gave me warning, and now I know it's true. She
Tomorrow Is Another Day by Felix Feist has Ruth Roman and Steve Cochran escaping New York at night on the back of a truck carrying new cars after he wrongly believes he's shot her cop boyfriend. It's a taut noir, and Roman and Cochran are good together, and Hitchcock's fave cinematographer Robert Burks made sure it looks great. Here's Cab Calloway with Hey Doc.
Waking me up at 8:30 here in the morning. What's wrong with you, boy?
Well, Doc, something is bothering me.
Is that so? Well, tell me about it.
Hey, Doc, I wonder what's wrong with me.
You look like you beat for your chops this morning.
Hey, Doc, my temperature is 103.
Well, let me feel your pulse, let me feel your pulse.
Hey, Doc, whenever she looks at me.
Oh, there's a chick mixed up in this thing here. Say, listen, do you get a hazy spell?
Yeah.
A crazy spell?
Yeah.
And you run around in circles and yell that you need a pill?
Hey, Doc, my ticker is on the blink.
Hey, nurse, hand me my stethoscope over there.
What do you think?
I think the trouble is, you in love.
But, Doc, that's a killer. That's a gas. That knocks me on out.
Thank you.
Susan Hayward portrayed Lillian Roth, who became a singing star of Broadway and Hollywood before she was 20, in I'll Cry Tomorrow in 1955. She was Oscar-nominated for the role, and Richard Conte also stars as the sadistic, abusive husband Tony Bardman. MGM originally hired Sandy Ellis to dub Hayward's singing voice, but was so impressed by the rehearsal tapes that she wasn't used. Susan Hayward had already been dubbed twice before in films, in Smash Up and With a Song in My Heart. Here she is singing When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What have I been through? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. When the red, red robin comes bobbity bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. The sun is red, live, love, be happy. I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob-bob-bobbing, when the red, red robin comes bobbity-bobbing along.
Tomorrow in 1972 is based on a William Faulkner story and stars Robert Duvall as a farmer in the country living alone who takes in a pregnant woman. It was directed by Joseph Anthony, one of Broadway's most successful stage directors, but he'd found some success as a film director with The Rainmaker and The Matchmaker, both of which had started out as Broadway plays. Erwin Stahl wrote a minimalist score, and the monochrome film looks a lot like an Ingmar Bergman picture, which I'm not sure was intentional. However, it is an engrossing film and well worth the time to watch. Robert Duvall and Ingrid Bolin are both excellent. There's Always Tomorrow from 1955 is one of Douglas Sirk's best films, but isn't as well known as some of his others. It stars Barbara Stanwyck, Fred McMurray, and Joan Crawford in a typical Sirk critique of American life. It was one of four films McMurray made with Stanwyck, and cinematographer was Russell Metty, who did such great work with Stanley Kubrick, Orson Welles and John Huston. The song Blue Moon is featured continuously throughout the movie, and here's Ella Fitzgerald singing her version. Hold Back Tomorrow is a late movie in the career of Hugo Haas, one of the first independent filmmakers, starring John Agar and Cleo Moore, about a condemned man who is allowed a woman visitor into his cell on his final night. Enter Cleo Moore, a waitress, who has just tried to drown herself. Any film by Hugo Haas is worth seeing. Here's the title song, but I'm not sure who the singer is.
So we can be certain.
Finally, I'd like to tell you about Tomorrow is Forever, made in 1946 by Irving Pichel and starring Claudette Colbert, George Brent and Orson Welles. With Claudette Colbert starring, you'd be correct in figuring this to be a melodrama, but it's a fine one. Welles plays a disfigured war survivor who returns home after 20 years to find his wife married to another man, the decent George Brent. He has with him a daughter, played by Natalie Wood, and it's probably her first ever film appearance. Just watch her steal her scenes. Orson Welles' acting is great, and all the players do a fine job. Max Steiner wrote the score, and here's the opening titles music. I hope you've enjoyed revisiting these Tomorrow films with me, and perhaps I can find some more for you soon. I'll leave you with some more of the fine music from Odds Against Tomorrow. This is Skating in Central Park by the Modern Jazz Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.